PECI has been dealing with some issues of racism on the playgrounds in recent weeks, but school officials say it's not so much there are more issues, but there's less tolerance. Last week, PECI sent a letter home alerting parents of the problem and bringing them up to speed on the programs in place to combat it. Principal Andrew Ross says the school has been actively encouraging allyship among students, and that's starting to pay off.
We're doing a lot of work here to build awareness around allyship and to empower students to report, to be successful, to feel safe at school. And so as we see less tolerance for racism and hate, I think we're going to see more reports of this and more people feeling safe and comfortable in coming forward to report it.
In some cases, students have taken matters into their own hands, leading to altercations. Ross encourages students to take this information to an adult, a teacher, a parent, even an older student they trust. There have been some calls for more transparency on this issue from PECI, but Ross says that's not always possible.
Each situation that we deal with has to be done so on a case-by-case basis. And the consequences need to be considered in relation to, you know, lots of different factors, the context of the situation, age of the student, you know, whether or not the student has the ability to control the behavior that we're seeing. And that's confidential information. And, you know, related to each situation, we can't share those details publicly. And I think it does help to explain why there might seem to be, you know, some unfairness or some unfair difference in consequences from situation to situation.
Board Superintendent Tina Elliott says the trend is not isolated to PECI. The entire region is adjusting as it becomes more multiculturalized. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Craig Foster.